937.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived right there on the front page of our website. In fact, an entire year's worth of shows are available for you for free at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we got a lot to talk about, including immigration, the actual process. What is it like to go through? We've got the experience from one of our listeners because he went through it. Also, speech shut down in China. You're not allowed to talk about Tiananmen Square. We'll explain what happened. Plus, the best summary of the Iraq conflict and what led up to it that I have seen yet from Paul Craig Roberts at LouRockwell.com. All of that and more. Also, your emails. And again, 800-259-9231. We just finished an hour with Jack Thompson, or most of the hour was with Jack Thompson. He hung up halfway through the interview because apparently we weren't letting him talk enough. Or we were interrupting him. Wasn't he interrupting us, too? I mean, like, it was just, it was bad.
Grandstanding, and I guess he didn't get an opportunity to grandstand. As a lawyer, you get an opportunity to go back and forth. It's not so conversational.
Right. As a lawyer, you have the floor, and you get to ask the witness questions in front of the jury.
And he probably wouldn't have been happy unless he, you know, everything went exactly his way, and it didn't.
Right, it certainly didn't. In fact, what was really interesting was after Jack's call was done, we had a couple calls come in from our regular listeners that were absolutely on our side. You know, they take the pro-freedom position on this. Of course, Jack wants to restrict access to what he considers harmful content.
And I've got to say that I consider it a reasonable stance to some extent. But
reasonable to regulate how people do business?
I think it's reasonable to use the law.
It's never reasonable to force people to do things.
Wait a second. Let me freaking finish. Who am I, Jack Thompson? You can't interrupt me. Go
ahead.
It's reasonable to want to use the law to protect those things. But our rights are there enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for a reason. So it doesn't matter whether it's reasonable. It's not an issue whether it's reasonable or not.
I think
we've got a rule
reasonable.
Book. We have a rule book that we need to play by. If you want to change the rules, you need to change the rule book.
Well, the only reason why it might appear to be reasonable is because we've all been educated to believe that the government must do these things. And when when Jack was asking us questions about our philosophy, or my philosophy more specifically, people just can't process this idea of allowing business owners to make their own decisions. That's what the key issue is here. Jack wanted to create rules to prevent business owners from selling products to minors because, in his mind, the marketplace can't handle those functions, therefore government must take care of it. Anyway, the last call we got in the hour was particularly interesting at the very end.
Christina,
from wherever she was from. She started out by saying she listens a lot, didn't she?
She did. And then at the end of the call, and she sided with Mr. Thompson, and
right.
You know, that's fine and dandy and all that stuff. It just seemed really strange to me where she was kind of coming from. So I asked her at the end what the co-host's name were. And when we, at the beginning of every
segment, been more clear if you'd asked, what are our names? Because, I didn't know what you meant by that.
And I re-asked,
right.
And she still didn't know. Our names
Busted.
Are Ian and Manwich.
Mark.
Ian and Mark. And we say them at the beginning of every segment.
Right.
So if you've listened to the show for any length of time,
you should
can
know
at least
that.
Name one of them.
Correct.
So
she essentially was either somebody, I'm thinking she was somebody that Jack had listening. Maybe he's got a little email list. Maybe he's got a little email list.
Yeah,
or Jack fan. I'm thinking he either set the call up or she was just somebody brand new. But why would somebody brand new to the show call in and claim that she had been listening in the past?
Right now, that's where it's strange. You know, maybe it wouldn't matter to me and wouldn't make her call any less legitimate.
Plenty of people call talk radio and say, first time listener.
Right. If it was her first time listening, no big deal.
Right.
Her point was legitimate and everything. It's just it didn't add up to me. So that's why I asked the question.
I thought that was brilliant. All right, let's go to the phones to Peter in Maine. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
In Sarasota, right?
Correct.
Oh, Peter in Sarasota?
I just want to prove that I'm a real listener.
I figured you were coming up with something.
I got you. So what's on your mind, Peter?
It's strange.
What kind of car do I drive, Peter? Stop it.
Not sure about that.
It's a black Celica convertible.
Okay, yeah, enough. Now, Peter, what's on your mind?
Jack? You say Jack was a libertarian.
Hey, that's what
his bio says, and it's just like Hugh Downs. Maybe he liked the sound of the word, and so he wrote it on his email.
It does, to his credit, it does say he is a former libertarian.
And it says that he was a pro-business.
Former pro-business libertarian. Former
it describes libertarianism.
Advocate.
Yeah,
it uses libertarianism. The word libertarian. It uses that word. So he's saying he used to be.
Did he give any indication what made him stop becoming a libertarian?
That was my first question, and I asked it, he wouldn't give a straight answer. He essentially says that he came to believe that we need to regulate via the government children's access to certain things, entertainment.
By saying that, he's given up on free market, giving the free market a chance.
Oh, wasn't it clear? I mean, the third segment where everything exploded on the air, he was arguing vehemently against the free market. He believes that business owners cannot make decisions for themselves, otherwise they'll all be selling beer to 10-year-olds, in his mind.
And the free market might be able to keep kids from buying that, too.
Sure.
Instead of having the government do it.
Of course. I mean, but the reason why the free market would have restrictions on its own is because,
at least I think,
parents would be demanding it. I mean, if a convenience store down the street from your house, you find out they're selling beer to 8-year-olds, and you spread the word to all the parents, then all of a sudden their business drops off. They're either going to change how they do business, or they're going to go out of business, because I don't think the 8-year-olds can keep them in business with their beer purchases.
What do you guys think? Why do you think Jack stopped believing in that?
I have no idea.
I don't know, and it probably makes as much sense to us as it would to a Christian why somebody turned away from being a Christian.
Have you had other callers that have given up on libertarianism?
Never, never.
First time ever. First experience
first
with it.
First time ever. Okay.
Yep. And we've asked in the past. That's why I said to Jack, I said, I'm glad you're here, because I've asked this just sort of out to the realm. Just why would somebody ever turn away from the principles of freedom and liberty? And he says, well, I didn't turn away from that. I just think that we should have the government regulating children's access to the harmful material, to paraphrase. So there. Any further comments for us?
That's good. That's good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter.
Keep
we appreciate your call, man. We will. 800-259-9231. Apparently, though, even though we've got people that like our show, apparently Jack thought we were mental midgets. Our board operator answered the phone because our board operator had called Jack at his home, and the answering machine picked up. He's obviously someone who screens his calls. His phone number is available online. So the answering machine picked up. He left a message. Jack called in. And then
I would imagine Jack probably screens his calls. I mean,
right.
He would get if you have your telephone number on the internet, you get a lot of crackpots calling you, that kind of thing.
Okay, so Jack called in, and we were on the phone with Gloria or Paula or whatever her name is. And apparently, he was listening on hold during that
Ginger
time.
Ginger or Paula.
And I don't know when he called. I think it was at the very beginning or when our board op screened him, but he thought our board operator was one of us because our board op's name's Mark tonight.
Gotcha.
Well, and so he called called us mental midgets because apparently we're just a bunch of idiots here on Free Talk Live.
So he started out before we talked to him calling us mental midgets?
I'm sorry, what?
He started out calling us mental midgets before we ever even spoke to him?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So there, 800-259-9231. Apparently that was actually John in Ohio. Wait, there's a John in Ohio? Hold on a second. I'm confused now. Is there a John on hold? No. Okay. 800-259-9231. To the email box, we're going to Cassandra's email. She says, I'm sure you get hundreds of emails a day thanking you for your show, but I can't not email you to thank you myself. For many years, I thought I was alone in the way that I felt about the government and the direction that our nation seems to be steadily heading. I was afraid to voice my opinions about the government butting in everywhere for fear of being called that hippie liberal, which, of course, wouldn't be a liberal position at all. 800-259-9231, it would be a pro-freedom libertarian position. And Cassandra has a question about guns coming up. But I also wanted to point out that Jack is wrong. Jack Thompson is wrong. There are more people than you could imagine that agree with our point of view in this country. It's just that they're not represented in government yet. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, over 650 user-editable pages. In fact, you can add to that because the entire content that you will find on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com has been created by you, the listeners. So you can go in, if you see something you want to change, change it. If you want to add an entire section or a new page, you can add to it as well. So it changes according to who the users are, wiki.freetalklive.com. I got to make a correction, Mark. I was talking about Jack allegedly calling us mental midgets to the board operator, but I had misunderstood what he was communicating to me. It was actually John who was calling me that, or calling us that.
Was he the guy who sounded like he was touching himself during the call?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but he was the guy that was disagreeing with us. Anyway, it was clear that Jack also thought we were mental midgets, and he said so on the air, basically, with us. So just wanted to make that clarification. 800-259-9231. Okay, back to Cassandra's email. She says, for many years, I thought I was alone in the way I felt about the government and the direction that our nation seems to be steadily heading. And once again, in case you're still listening, Jack, it's clear that there are people out there that agree with Free Talk Live, that think that the market can handle self-regulation, that don't think that we need a big mommy government to tell us what our children can and cannot buy. Let's let business owners and parents make that decision on their own. Anyway, she says, ever since I found your radio show, I listen to every episode via podcast the next day at work. I've become more and more comfortable with my own feelings about how things should be run in our country. I won't lie and say that I'm now a huge advocate of the libertarian way, promoting it at every turn and standing up to the man, but with each day I feel more and more okay with my own feelings on the government and feeling knowledgeable enough to stand up for how I feel to other people. I'm learning that it's my right, as it is everyone's, to stand up to the ever-increasing Big Brother type of government that we have today. It's also my right to question those that I previously considered, those things that I previously considered unquestionable, like the police.
Mm.
Even up to a few weeks ago, I was staunchly against free immigration. But after hearing you and the other hosts talk about it, I realized that I had no reason except that this was my country, and they shouldn't be allowed. It's been hard to accept that some of my opinions were extremely close-minded, but I'm taking steps every day. It's pretty, it takes a big person to admit that sort
of
change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In addition to thanking you, I wanted to ask you more about your views on gun control. I have a very strong fear of everybody walking around with guns. So do I, Cassandra. I don't think everybody should walk around with guns.
They're dangerous, too.
Yeah, I know it's unfounded because I can't come up with a reason why it scares me. It just does. Has the idea of everyone walking around armed bothered you in your life?
I'd say it does, but one of the things that I think about is, you know, it's not the greatest analogy in the world, but everybody has fists. And I could punch in the mouth anybody I want to punch,
right?
And I don't. And anybody who wants to come up to me and punch me could do the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone could say you can't end someone's life with one punch.
It's the truth. It's very much true. But what would you do if you saw someone punch somebody else in front of you? Like, there are some parallels that you can look at in it. Obviously, the retaliation would be different from, you know, a handgun versus a punch and that kind of thing. But also, I don't think that people really expect to see other people shooting. I mean, you've got some splaining to do if you shoot somebody with the gun that you carry on your hip.
Well, yeah.
A lot of splaining to do.
You might not be able to make that explanation because somebody might tap you as a result.
You never know.
Which is one reason why people don't go up to others and hit them because they could get hit back.
Right.
It's one reason why people don't just shoot other people because those other people might be armed as well. But no one has ever suggested on this show, at least, that everyone should be armed. That's ludicrous, because not everyone feels good about guns. Why would I want to put a gun in the hand of somebody that doesn't want to have a gun? In fact, there was a town, I think Kennesaw, Georgia, that passed a law at one time, I don't know if it's still in the books, they passed a law that mandated that every household have a firearm in it. That's not right. You shouldn't force people to do things, just like you shouldn't forcefully prevent them from doing things that they want to do, so long as they don't harm others.
Mm-hmm.
Let individuals decide for themselves what their personal defense is going to be, if any. And that means that the individuals that are into guns and respect guns and understand guns are going to go about acquiring them. Those that want to stay away from them will stay away, and they'll benefit because of the people that are hanging around, because of the people that are in public with them that happen to be armed as well.
I think that another good analogy is knives. I believe that you can carry a knife displayed openly mm-hmm. on you with no problem at all. I believe that, and I also believe that it's not a problem to carry a knife concealed, but sometimes the cops could give you trouble if they...
I think it depends on where you live. I wouldn't give blanket advice like that. Mike.
No, this is not legal advice on where you can carry a knife.
I was going to say, because if you're in New York City carrying a knife around in the open, I think you're probably going to get in trouble.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows what the answer is?
Okay.
In the vast majority of these United States, you can carry a knife openly as a weapon.
Fair enough.
People don't do it. They generally don't do
it.
Why
not?
Well, I don't know why they don't do it. It's not fashionable. You know, people don't like the people consider a gun or a knife carried openly as a threat of some
mm-hmm.
sort. Like, there's just a whole bunch of reasons why people don't do it, and they don't. So there's a freedom that they have, the freedom to have that knife, and they don't use it.
Good point. She says, was it a freedom that you had to warm up to, or has it always been natural for you to be pro-guns?
I had to warm up.
You did?
Absolutely. I don't like guns.
Okay.
I mean, they make me nervous.
I wish I didn't have to have one. I wish I didn't feel like I had to have one, because I do have that feeling. I've gone to a gun range with my parents in the past as a child, and I learned about guns from my dad. So I did have a, you know, gun related upbringing. It wasn't anything heavy. I maybe went to the range a handful of times as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like I had a gun nut for a father, but he was definitely into guns enough to where I learned about them. I learned to respect them. I learned to understand that these are killing. This is a killing device. And if you're going to own a weapon, you need to have total understanding and respect for what it can do. And you got to follow the rules. I mean, there's certain rules that you have to follow, base rules, when you own a gun. You know, it doesn't matter if it's unloaded and if you've checked it 2-3 times to make sure that it's unloaded. And you should always double or triple check.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You never point a gun at somebody.
Nope.
Never. And you never draw a gun unless you intend on shooting the person that you're drawing that gun at. And these are just good.
Now, these
are good
rules. That's advice that my father gave me too. But
okay,
isn't there a time when you should draw a gun to threaten somebody as opposed to shoot them? Because my dad told me, don't pull it unless you intend to use it, which kind of meant if you're going to threaten somebody, you need to you know, be prepared to pull the trigger, because obviously a threat without pulling the trigger is, it's just going to get everybody in bigger trouble.
Yeah.
But also, it kind of, he sort of meant with it, and these are two opposing viewpoints, is you pull it, you shoot it, and that's just the way it goes.
Right, that's the way it's supposed to be. Why it is that you can't threaten someone, there's
that's
an answer.
That's what police do it all the time.
There's an answer to that question, and I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of our, I know Bill in Virginia is a gun store owner, if you can answer that better than I, 800-259-9231. So has it been natural for me? Sort of. I mean, I had a gun-related upbringing, and I wish I didn't have to have one, but I feel like I do, because it's a dangerous world, and if I get into a situation where I could have used a gun, but I didn't have it, and now I'm regretting it because my girlfriend's dead, or I'm bleeding to death, or, you know, some other terrible thing happened that I could have prevented if I'd had the gun with me, then I don't know if I'd ever be able to forgive myself. Should I live through it? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking guns, Cassandra emailed in. She's liking the show. She appreciates that she's found a show that actually echoes her beliefs for the most part, but nonetheless, she's also found that some of her long-held beliefs she's sort of been, well, she's strayed away from since she started listening to Free Talk Live. She's come to understand that her restriction position on immigration was the wrong one, and so she's shifted to the pro-liberty position, which I think is just a fantastic paradigm shift for her.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's now curious about the guns issue, because they make her a little bit nervous. She isn't too sure about the idea of people being able to carry weapons, or as she puts it, everybody, which is we debunked. No, we don't want everybody to carry guns, just those who want to be able to carry guns, those people that want to take that responsibility, because it's a huge responsibility. Let me tell you, there is a major difference in the way you feel when you have a gun on you.
Oh, yeah, there is.
You know that on your person, there is the ability to take life in an instant.
Yeah.
And it totally alters just how you behave.
It changes who you are at that moment in time.
And you have to understand that power can only be used in very, very extreme circumstances, very specific circumstances.
Now, what's dangerous is having just a few people walking around with that power.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, like,
they
the
can
cops.
Use it.
Well,
or just, the criminals.
Whoever. But if everyone has it, then it changes it, the dynamic, back to essentially how things were in the beginning.
Well, if everyone has the freedom to do that.
Everyone has the freedom to do that.
As she puts it, I know I've been trained since birth to think that only the police and criminals have guns, but I don't know how to get around it. I was just hoping that you, perhaps one of the other hosts, would have a way that they came to terms with such a big step towards freedom, because I do truly want to get to that point. Now, that's the way the government wants it is for the only people who have guns to be police and criminals. I know, they'll say they want to ban guns so nobody can get their hands on them, but really, if they ban guns, then the only people who will get them are criminals and the police. And we certainly don't want that situation. The reason why, not only because you can't defend yourself from the criminals appropriately, as we've seen in all of the places that have banned handguns, their amount of home invasions have gone up drastically, the amount of violent crime still continues on, gets higher usually. So that's one reason why we want to allow people to carry guns. The other reason is the police portion. If the government was the only entity with guns, then we wouldn't be able to defend ourselves if the government overstepped its bounds. And it's overstepping its bounds constantly. But one of the reasons why it's not doing it faster than it is because of the fact that we still have the freedom to bear arms in America. That's one of the reasons. Isn't that the prime reason why they put it there? It wasn't because of defense against common criminals. It was defense against an out-of-control government.
They mentioned that specifically. That was one of the reasons that it was put in there. I don't know what the primary reason is. I would think that the primary reason is to be able to defend yourself. But
especially against an encroaching state. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ruddy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Ruddy. You're on with Ian and Mark. Ruddy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Ruddy on listening in Montana, going once. Ruddy, going twice.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Ruddy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just cleaning my .44 Magnum while I'm listening to your show.
good job.
I'm serious. It's true. And, some people are afraid of people having weapons. Well, a lot of people are afraid because they don't understand them or haven't been exposed to them enough.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times down the range in your lifetime is not and exposure to firearms.
Okay.
If anyone's been...
I think it's more of an exposure than most people have had. There's plenty of people out there that have never fired a gun.
Oh, I agree. I mean, okay. It's pretty pathetic how many people don't understand or have experience with firearms. A firearm is just like a hammer. Well, I shouldn't say exactly, but
it's a tool. Yeah.
It's simply a tool. And there is a different feeling when you strap one on, which I can here in Montana, and I do sometimes, depending where I'm going. Me personally, I have it. In fact, I have one all the time, and there's no godly-like feeling of, you know, that I have. It's just that everyone here has one.
There's a high gun ownership there in Kalispell, Montana, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes.
God bless them. What's the violent crime rate there?
I ain't seen none yet.
I'll bet you haven't.
Well, the thing is, if there's a violent crime, the other guy, it's 99.9% of the time, unless he's a convicted felon, he's got a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gentleman, I won't go into the whole story, but a gentleman was in a bar from another state, and acted like he was going to pull a firearm. Half the bar emptied, and they were in their pickup trucks getting theirs.
Wow.
I won't say where. But, I mean, they don't play here. I mean, it's serious. You don't
The only reason they had to leave the bar was because there's some stupid law that prevents you from carrying in certain places, like
alcohol establishments. Yeah, you can't carry in a bar, but half the bar emptied. I mean, nobody was excited or angry. Just got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Nobody came back in, but everyone's got a gun in the truck. Everybody.
And everybody's safe as a result. I think that's great.
There was two gentlemen that came to my house today. I won't say who they were, but I don't trespassing signs. And I got a shotgun sitting by the window, by the door.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you need to leave right now. And they looked at me and saw the gun. They go, okay, bye. You know, have a nice day.
Nice.
I didn't have my hand, but it was there. And, having a firearm is, look, if you count on the police, let's make it simple. You don't count on anyone else to protect you.
But you
don't count on anyone.
Yep.
If you count on the police to protect you, guess what?
You'll end up
crime
dead.
Has already happened.
Yeah.
Your wife's already dead. Your children
the
are already
crew.
Dead. Exactly.
Very good, Ruddy. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks for being out there, and polish carefully. 800-259-9231.
I think that's,
number.
You know, that's such an important part. Is you're not the cops don't do protection. It's very rare that they get the opportunity to do protection. I'm not saying that they don't want to, that they don't imagine that moment in time. I believe that most of them do, that they imagine having the opportunity to do it. Of course, mm-hmm. they want
to be a hero.
Safely.
Yeah.
And I think everybody wants to be a hero, but it's rare that you might be in that spot.
Apparently, it's really rare in Kalispell where everybody owns guns. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I don't know if... How you doing? I don't know if you guys got my email from earlier today, but I sent in a link to a story about this 87-year-old woman in East St. Louis.
I'm behind on email, I'm afraid, Glenn, but go ahead. Do tell us the summary of Hollywood.
Yeah, this is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. An 87-year-old woman who fatally shot a would-be intruder will not be charged with the crime, even though she did not legally own the gun.
Ooh, excellent.
And what happened
How'd she get the gun?
Well, a couple of months earlier, her home had been broken into, and she'd been beaten and robbed.
Oh.
Her daughter gave her a .32 caliber handgun then to protect
mm-hmm.
herself. And in this case, it was actually the same criminal. Two
wow.
months later, went to break in and went through a locked, barred porch to get to her front door.
Right.
And had already cut the phone line.
Wow.
And this woman woke up at 2 in the morning.
Now, he came back to a place. He came back to a place where he believed the owners were
he could walk
unarmed.
Right over her again. I'm sorry.
Right,
finish
exactly.
the story quickly. Go ahead, Glenn. He cut the phone line.
Yeah.
What happened?
And so then he came up, and you know she heard it. Woke up, went down there, heard the ruckus of the guy breaking in, and shot through the door and killed him.
Ha! Not this time, punk. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
Now there's a death penalty I can agree with.
Absolutely, and it's a good thing that she was armed because she might have ended up dead that time. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Get Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free, including the live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them right there for you, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we go to the phones. We talk to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
By the way, I'll never forget, it was back during the 2000 presidential race when Howard Phillips was on Nightline, and he was asked his position on gun control. And he said, well, there are over 45 federal agencies that employ over 90,000 people who work in capacities where they're able to bear arms against American people. My idea of gun control is what he says. My idea of gun control would be to disarm that federal standing army. And
yeah.
So, yeah, there are some people I don't like having guns, i.e. the government.
I agree
fact,
totally.
You know, I think they should be completely disarmed, including the police. And if what they're doing is that just, they should have no problem getting private citizens to back them up.
Real. Well, that's if we have government police, in which case I don't think that we really should have government police. That's a whole other issue.
That's true. That's true. The No State Project, now we're talking. But I agree. But I wanted to make some comments about the way this administration has morphed the Fourth Amendment into something other than what it really is.
What do you mean?
For example, General Hayden. who is about to become the new director of the CIA.
Uh-huh. This is the guy that supports waterboarding, allegedly.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was the one that oversaw that massive, you know, this massive NSA warrantless eavesdropping and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, what they're saying, their argument goes like this. In fact, there is a commentary written by a fellow by the name of Stanley Brubaker in the Weekly Standard, and it was entitled something like The Misunderstood Fourth Amendment. And this is where it gives, they provide the neoconservative argument. This is what it is. They take the Fourth Amendment, and let me read this. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, comma, not a semicolon, comma, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
That sounds like the Fourth Amendment.
Now, what they argue is that a true originalist would have to read this first clause dominant, meaning that the pesky warrants, you know, the oaths, the probable cause, that's a separate clause. This is actually two clauses, or
right.
It's not. And so they're just reading it like this. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
So essentially they're just saying these aren't unreasonable. That's their argument, correct?
Right. The reasonablest standard is what they call it. And General Hayden, in a press conference a few weeks ago, actually said the reasonablest test, you know, pursuant to the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, I saw that video footage. He doesn't understand the Fourth Amendment at all, and he's prepared to trample all over it.
But now think about this. Think about what they're saying. They're saying that you don't need a warrant as long as it's a quote-unquote reasonable search. Of course, the way I see it, a reasonable search is described in that second part where it says you need a warrant.
Right, it's reasonable if they go through all of the steps that the rest of the amendment describes.
But
essentially, here and now, the way these guys want it is where the government decides what's reasonable and what's not. And in their mind, everything's reasonable.
Yeah, well, think about this, though, now. When they say that it's okay to have a warrantless search as long as it's quote-unquote reasonable, then that means you'll need a warrant for an unreasonable search.
Pretty disturbing.
Now, yeah, why would the government be trying to get a warrant for an unreasonable search?
Of course not. You know, they don't want warrants at all. They've got now they don't even need warrants anymore. They've got the Patriot Act allowing unannounced searches they don't even have to tell you they've made. I mean,
and
it's
even
just crazy.
If the Patriot Act doesn't cover it, they do it anyway.
Yeah, and then you're not allowed to sneak in, and then you're not allowed to say anything about it too. No,
that's correct.
It's like, when are the Americans going to stand up and revolt?
I don't know if Americans are. I think we're going to have to do it in the free state. We're going to have to just take a select group of Americans, all move into the same place and stand up and revolt. Mark, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I think Americans have just been totally brainwashed on this.
Now, they've been showing that the CIA, or the NSA, excuse me, is tracking journalists that have reported on this. They're listening to their phone calls.
They are.
Now, what are they, terrorists? Well,
inciting terrorists.
Well, what is... It's just so
spreading
crazy.
Spreading anti-government propaganda. Let's talk to Michael in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind?
Hi. I called in because I'm a couple days behind on the show.
That's okay.
And I heard a guy call in about Real ID.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what it was, and I looked it up, and it turns out what they're trying to do was actually originally put into the Patriot Act.
Yes.
And several hundred pages it was in, it was originally snuck in there so that they could hide these RFID chips in your licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another step in their process to, you know, have us all marching down the street screaming, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, you know.
You're correct. The Real ID Act was passed about a year ago, and it's supposed to be implemented by 2008. Of course, it's bureaucracy, so thank goodness they're slow at implementing this stuff. It hasn't been implemented anywhere yet. In fact, they're not even, I don't think, even close to it. And if we're lucky, if all goes well in the free state of New Hampshire, they will be the first state to officially reject Real ID. We've got our fingers crossed. We're hoping that happens. Any other comments for us, Michael?
Yes, I was just going to say, for those of us that get kind of the unlucky card and don't live in New Hampshire, the real simple way to take care of it is very strong magnets. They'll wipe clean your driver's license, so they might not like it, but
That way they can't say, oh, hey, he's, you know, pissing in the bathroom right now.
Well, I also say the real way to handle it is to get together with a group of people that feel the same way that you do, even in your own state, and publicly refuse to accept the national identification card. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And on our website, you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff, including an auction. It's going on right now, the third banner on the website. We're auctioning it off to the public. You can pretty much advertise on virtually anything. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. I think the bidding's still stuck at $26. So auction.freetalklive.com. Auctions tend to slow down in the middle on eBay. Have you noticed that? There's usually a few bids sometimes in the beginning, and then
near
nothing,
the end.
And then near the end it all kind of gets really exciting. Auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about guns this hour, and one of the reasons why we have the Second Amendment in America is to allow individuals to defend themselves from an encroaching government, from a government that has stepped over the boundaries, that has become tyrannical and is using force on people, and we should be able to fight back. That's one of the reasons why we have the right to bear arms. I mean, everybody has the right to bear arms. It's one of the reasons why it's enshrined in the Constitution.
Right.
To keep the government afraid of the people. Of course, today, I don't think the government's really afraid of us anymore, but they're sort of moving slower than they normally would had we not had any guns at all from the very beginning. Well, in China, you're not allowed to have guns, and you're also not allowed to speak out about certain things. So since you can't have guns in China, you can't defend yourself when the government comes to do this. According to the Epoch Times, in the spring of 2006, a student club at a prestigious university in Shanghai City broadcasted a film on campus readdressing the 1989 June 4th Tiananmen Square massacre. In case you don't know, that's where the young college student stood in front of a procession of Chinese tanks. I don't know how that came to an end. Did they sort of pull him out of the way? How did that even come to an end? I don't know.
I know some people got run over by tanks. I don't know if that one in particular did.
There's a famous photograph of it. Go Google for Tiananmen Square, and you will see it. It's just an amazing show.
How do you spell that?
If you misspell it, Google will correct you.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, it was just an amazing show of courage, especially in a country where that sort of thing was totally out of line. The government did not appreciate him doing that, and the pictures getting out around the world was very newsworthy.
Right.
Anyway, so they showed this film at their school, and according again to the Epoch Times, that the student club was likely to have been set up by students. An insider disclosed that this club was set up by students at the Shanghai University. Somebody secretly reported the students' activity to the Chinese communist officials. Now, as a result of the snitch, the next day the president and vice president of the club were arrested, and the website that they had posted their video on was blocked. The parents of the two students went to school to see their children and complained to the student office. One day later, several students joined in to express support, hoping they'd be released. An insider said that the public security office has information that the student club obtained foreign financial support to organize this activity. Pamphlets they distributed were also printed with this money. When another student phoned the club president and vice president's homes, their parents claimed their children were traveling. So it seems that the public security office of the communist regime has forced them to say that their children were traveling because it's obvious they aren't traveling. They're locked up in a jail somewhere.
Mm.
Maybe they don't even know where their kids are. No further details on this incident are present. So when you don't have guns to defend yourself, governments can take actions like this more often, frequently, and without any sort of reprisal on the part of the people. Sad story.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Luckily, we still have some semblance of free speech, so we're going to continue using it for another hour at least. And we'll talk about immigration, the incredibly bureaucratic slow process to get through the Immigration Department, the war, and more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?